And this is Russ Dizdar. Listen, it's February the 9th, Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Listen, we're in for an hour of the providence of God. It can be very, supernatural in your life as far as the summons of God and what God is going to speak into your life. Listen, I want to welcome everyone from every kind of background because I simply would say that this could be a divine appointment in this hour for those who are believers in Christ. Listen, a call for those who are outside that have yet to, be embraced and embrace God. Well, I want you to know that I'm glad that you're here. Even those that are, you monitor the shows and you're part of another agenda and you want to find out what we're talking about. Well, I want to say again, glad that you're here, and we will be glad to know that even right here, you're out on the carpet, per se, that God might speak to your life. So we're going to pray tonight that God would stretch out his hand in a powerful way to speak into your life, to show his hand. As we read in Acts chapter 4, that God would stretch out his hand and perform miraculous signs and wonders in the name of his holy servant Jesus. Listen, that God could even bring healing to your life. I want to share tonight about a series that we're doing this week. And it's kind of, I don't want to say scary, but, we're right here in the kind of thick of it. The topic for the week is simply the rise of an ancient hate. I'm going to go over 7 points tonight where we're going to see how this is in prophecy. It's in the air. It's in the writings. It's in the media. It's in the deeds of man. It's in the songs. And it's in the propaganda. And I want you to know that what you see here happening in Texas, the burning down of 8 churches. Now, we mentioned this on Monday night. We talked about the 8 churches and the burning of these churches. They have nobody. They have no idea who's doing it. Nobody's died. Nobody's been harmed yet. We brought this out yesterday in the 6 to 7 o'clock hour. And as we talked about it, I got emails from those who are in Texas. As a matter of fact, one of those emails that I got in was pretty interesting. Here's what it says. I'm going to quote, "Russ, do not be surprised if you don't hear that much about the cases in Texas. They do not like to be seen as having egg on their face. We also hold the record for the most wrongful convictions." And it goes on, and this again is someone from Texas. We have a few others that have written, and we engaged the story yesterday. We've barely heard about it on the news or anywhere else. And then last night, somebody or this group have burned down 2 more churches in Texas. That is 10 Christian churches or 10 churches in Texas in 6 weeks. Now, I think that is pretty significant. And let me tell you something. It's not 10 synagogues. It's not 10 mosques. We now have 10 churches that have been focused on and have been assaulted. Now, again, the pastors have been on the, and I watched them today talk about, of course, how they're going to go on. They're going to do this. We had a church here in the Akron area years ago, massive church, Baptist church, that just built their brand new building. And it also, and I don't know whether it was arson or not, but it burned to the ground also. They had to rebuild the whole massive building, multi-million dollar building. Well, somebody in Texas is burning down churches. And we've been talking about this week that concept of an ancient hate. I'm going to tell you right now that that presence that began in the heavenlies, that came here and breached a hole, broke into humanity, obviously, Genesis 3. Well, that ancient hate has been demonstrated against Israel, demonstrated when Christ was born, demonstrated at the cross. And I didn't even have time last night to ask you the question why there was so much hatred, the mob that screamed that they wanted Barabbas, you know, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. What was behind the crowd? I mean, what was it that Jesus did? What sin? What crime? When we see him raise the dead and heal the sick and open the eyes of the blind and on and on and on. And yet there was this mob mentality. No one really understands, and skeptics won't really comprehend, when we read in the Gospel of John how at that Last Supper, Satan himself entered into Judas. And Judas went out to betray the Son of God. There's a presence behind the felt, heard, and then the deeds of this ancient hate. This ancient hate showed itself in the days of the early church in Rome, in the slaughter of Christians, being burned upside down, being tied with skins of dog and thrown to the wild animals right there in the Colosseum. It was believed that the emperor had so killed or destroyed the Christians that he had a coin that was made that said the Christian religion is dead. There was a presence mounting the political structure, the emperor of Rome, the blood cults. You've got to understand that in the entrenchment of this ancient presence, this incredible hatred. Now, yesterday on the Monday night show, I told you how in exorcisms, deliverances, when demons actually speak through human beings, I've listened and seen again and again and again lethal, total, insidious, violent, mocking hatred. Never is there sorrow, never is there repentance. We're talking about a nature that is eternally fixed. And I'm going to tell you right now that if demons could just pop into our side and get a hold of people, believers in Christ, they would love to shred us. Their rituals are about blood. They're about torture. They're about harm. They're about the desecration of anything Christ-like Christian. And you must understand, whether you're concerned about globalism, concerned about socialism, concerned about all the other issues that are going on, the economic issues, everything is touched, everything is infected, everything is being pushed by the presence of an ancient hate that's moving humanity to the ultimate goal, Armageddon. You've got to understand that it's not just about Satan wanting to be God on the face of the earth. It's beyond that. I'm telling you now that the demons know, that Satan knows, Luciferians know, that Christ is coming again. And there will be an all-out attempt to bring a annihilation of Christendom, of Israel, of every place there is prophetic revelation about the coming acts of God. Even the two witnesses that come on the scene in the tribulation days, a beast out of the abyss comes to attack them and kill them and slaughter them. Now you can read about these things again in the book of Revelation. You're going to read about prophetic revelation that gives massive, accurate, infallible insight into the end of days. God has given us strategic intelligence. Well, let me stop here for a moment. Let me just say welcome. It's great to be with you this night, 7 p.m. on a Tuesday evening. SurviveToThrive.net. Thank you, Steve Quell, for the introduction. We'll hear from him again at the bottom of the hour. And you've had so many that are out there on the cutting edge of trying to scream out to the world what is here, what is growing, and what is about to occur. As I've said again and again, we've been in the frog in the kettle approach. We've been in that slow, incremental approach for a long time. Even if you track it from the 50s up through the 90s, you're seeing this incremental approach almost as though America, Canada, the Western world could not feel the rise of this ancient hate, the development of the secret societies, the underground brotherhood, the depth of Luciferianism, the rise of the rituals that would unleash the powers, the infection of counterfeit spirituality that would grip by experiences, by visitation, by voices in the head, would grip millions upon millions upon millions and preoccupy them, distracting them, offering them a false, de-deified Christ that cannot save them, cannot help them, and they cannot know. And so tonight, as we go through this series, what I tell you right now about the rise, I've seen it. I have felt the power of darkness. I've been at ritual sites, black mass, human sacrificing ritual sites. I have felt this dark ancient presence in hideous, in violent, wishing that it could rip me to shreds. You'll not believe how many times the demons wish they could have jumped out of bodies and attacked us and destroyed us. That's why when you read about satanic rituals, you'll read about demon revels or Satan revels. You're going to read about the horrific. And so many of these are so expanded, so broadened. They're so numerous now in comparison. And I even think what we know and all of the carpet that we have looked under and all that God has taken us to show us detestable, horrific things that are occurring, like in Ezekiel chapter 8. I don't know if there's a lot of Christians out there willing to let God guide them to see radical evil under the carpet. In Ezekiel chapter 8, God took the prophet who was not aware that there was Luciferic serpent worship going on deep inside the cave in the city of God, in the nation that was to be the nation of God. And so Americans and Canadians and those in the UK and Europe, Aussies and all across the world, Russians, you know, we just put out a newsletter that made reference to what is occurring in Russia. And I would suggest that you go to shatterthedarkness.net. That's our website, shatterthedarkness.net. And you can scroll down and find, we put out 2 one-hour training sessions on the infiltration of the church. In our engagement for the last 25 years of undergrounders, we have seen a massive infiltration of the church in the Western world. Plotted, planned, there even right now. As a matter of fact, I have no question there are those listening right now, those who will listen later to the archives, that are involved in that infiltration. In the book we put out, we put major information about infiltration into military, law enforcement, into the structures of American society, into the church. Well, we just put up an article that somebody had sent us in the latest newsletter. Russian satanic cult foiled in attempt to infiltrate police. The Interior Ministry experts announced that Satanism was a greater threat to Russia's country's national security than Islamic radicalism. That newsletter can be got at our website, shatterthedarkness.net. Top right-hand corner, check it out. Again, hundreds and hundreds of MP3s and training sessions and help for new believers and older believers and so forth. If you want to know more about us, you'll find bios and all kinds of things. And listen, we're giving away the free course, Confronting the Powers, a training course. Thank you for some of you that have written in. I apologize to some of you that I cannot get back to. We're just inundated with emails and calls, and we're having a hard time getting back to everyone. Let me say that in today's broadcast, that when we begin to take a look, and we'll do this at the second half of the hour, in prophecy, in the air, in the writings, in the media, in the deeds, in the songs, in the concept of propaganda, there will be a critical mass building. A critical mass. Now, critical mass is the understanding that there is, a momentum that builds. It comes out of the songs. It comes out of the poets. It comes out of the philosophers. It comes out of the, like Wagner in pre-Nazi Germany, Schopenhauer and Nietzsche and the writings and the secret societies and the small newsletters and things that began to influence all of beaten down, hurting Germany. The Germans were hurting. The Germans were in disgrace. The Germans were looking for a way out and back to national pride. And I want you to know that the ancient dragon probably stood at the shore, as we read in the book of Revelation, and seized his day. If you and I do not understand the dark side seeks an opportune time, go back again to Matthew chapter 4 and read not only how this fallen cherub confronted the Son of God and sought to recruit him, twisting scripture, quoting it. You know where false religion comes from? You know where hypocritical, false religion comes from, ultimately, especially when it's using scripture and using church terms? You know, you've got to realize that there is someone that knows propaganda far greater than Himmler and Hitler and the top echelon of the Nazi party and their push and their ideologies. A critical mass is building. You can see it happen in Nazi Germany. You can read the many, many volumes. You can look at it and see, but there is a presence behind the critical mass. The thinking of the people, the consideration of the people, the writing of the people, the listening to of the people, the propaganda that was there. All of a sudden, you know, society is hearing again and again and again till a critical mass is reached. Till a sense that a consensus politically in society, maybe in music, maybe in writings, maybe today in blogs, Christendom, that Christianity, that Christ is the problem. And that we must, and as we're going to see today, because tonight the topic for Tuesday night, or the title for this out of the topic, is An Ancient and Real Hate is Burning. Luciferians Declare Their Day. And I'm going to tell you that I've heard the demons speak again and again and again and declare their day. Declare their coming. As I repeated on Monday night's show, the one event that occurred where a demonized with German accent, a sub-personality demonized, rose up in front of police officers and others and screamed out, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." Now, I want to tell you again that there are those that clearly believe that. That they are part of a growing legion. Now, I quoted some words that somebody sent me a couple days ago, and it was pretty revealing of that sense, that declaration. And they wrote back to me again and say, "Listen, it was about it. It literally came from a black metal band, And so I quoted that last night. You'll have to go to the archives for Monday night." And when they sent it to me, I didn't know where it came from. So they had sent back to say that it actually came from a band. Again, when you look at things like Pit Magazine Or if you're listening to black metal bands in Norway, the Netherlands, Scandinavian countries, Europe, you're going to hear the most violent and hatred concerning the destruction of Christianity, concerning the attack. And it's quite amazing. It's quite amazing to see the front covers of these CDs, as I used to see the old album covers of Christ upside down on a cross being burned, being shredded by animals, and it's just absolutely, totally amazing to see that kind of ancient hate. A hate against Christ and all that is of God. When I read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I read about the Anthropos Anamos, he's called the man of lawlessness. It's the idea of against any concept of the reign of God, the law of God, the presence of God, anything, whether it's a symbol, it doesn't make any difference. Now I'm going to play to you, I'm going to play a 2-minute clip in the second half of this show tonight, right around 7:35 Eastern Standard Time. It is going to, well, it's entitled Plan to Destroy Christianity. And it's connected to what is called The Great Work by Manly P. Hall and what some of the secret societies have decided, believe in, and what their need is. I'm going to tell you offhand right now that secret societies laced with that Luciferic doctrine, a spiritual evolution to deity. In other words, we become the gods. Well, wherever you find that that is the core bottom line offer that was given in Genesis 3. It is what is found in old or what they consider ancient man-based religions, guided by spirits, the Gnostics, the New Age movement. And you're going to find this again and again and again. I mean, Luciferians that I've dealt with, when I say Luciferian, listen, I mean the individual that believes that Satan is really the great light bearer, that he's really the good guy, that he's coming to bring a release of the great knowledge, the hidden knowledge, to bring evolution to humanity and to come and have his day. It includes the ousting of God, which nobody really wants to mention. It has the goal, believe it or not, of the annihilation of God. I've said this before in other, you know, broadcasts too. There is, in this ancient hate, the desire to kill God, annihilate God. You can read about it in Revelation 12. The ancient dragon stood at the shore, and I mean, stood there waiting for the Christ child to destroy him, annihilate him, kill him. And the same thing is found in Revelation 19:19. I will press this issue again and again and again and again. I want to say thank you to many of you that have written over this last 6-8 months. As I've pressed the issue of Revelation 19:19, spiritually speaking, that is the ultimate end game. That's why I keep saying that this critical mass, this presence of deep ancient hate against God will do all that it can to consume the political ideology, to infuse itself into military weapons development vision, and to push in every direction, economic, environmental, globalism. This globalism is spiritually based. Cannot occur without it, will not occur without what I've called the first or a satanic inverted Pentecost, a burst of dark powers the world's never seen. That happens in rituals, by the way. That happens where, like among the Mayans and the shedding of blood, the sacrifice of thousands and thousands and thousands of humans, where that door is opened and left open and it breaches a massive, massive gaping hole between this realm and the realm of the spirits. Oh, listen, the Luciferians know this. That's what blood rituals are all about. That's what Bohemian Grove is all about. That's what Palatine Italy is all about. That's what the Black Forest in Germany is all about. That's what the underground double basements and hidden areas, like in Ezekiel chapter 8, that's what it's all about. Opening the doorways for the presence and power of this ancient hate to build critical mass and eventually shove society over, convincing them in the air, in the writings, in the media, in the deeds, in the songs, deep propaganda. Now we're going to talk about some of that tonight. And again, I said, in the around 7:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to play a two-minute clip. You're not going to believe what it really has to say. Now, you can check it out on YouTube yourself. If you go to YouTube, just type in Plan to Destroy Christianity. You'll see Dash William Cooper's name there. And you'll see a bunch of others. I only have time to give you a little bit of this tonight, because I'm going to tell you that 3,000 years ago, God gave a picture of this, describing the emotional and mental attitude of the critical mass of thinking and feeling that the peoples of the world, nations of this world, and the leadership of these nations will be saying. There will be a passion. There will be a fire so deep, so broad in this ousting of God, the spirit of Antichrist. I'll mention to you also in the second half about a book called, The Criminalization of Christianity. And you can begin to hear more and more of this kind of alarm because of the critical mass. You cannot fight it on just a physical level. You cannot fight it on just a talk show alone. You cannot fight it in just going outside and holding up a billboard. There's only one way to deal with the dark, growing spiritual evolution of, this Luciferic presence. That is the hand of God, the authority of Christ, and we'll be back to tell you more in a few moments. Let's take a listen to Steve Quayle. And we are back. This is Russ Dizdar tonight, guest host on Survive to Thrive, the Tuesday night 7 to 8 o'clock hour. And I'm going to tell you again, I believe that it's always a joy to be with you. And again, there are just so many thousands of believers that do listen, and I appreciate that. I have no problem letting you know that it is the living Christ who compels me. And again, sitting here, feeling his presence and power, but bringing this kind of alarm bell to the table. And it's not a matter of just discussion alone, but I've said just a few moments ago that this concept of this critical mass of an ancient hate, a kind of spirit of Antichrist that is building and building and building. I'm going to tell you that under the carpet, it is thick, it is deep, it is dirty. There's plot. The hordes of hell are waiting to cross over. Real radical Luciferians, indwelt by dark powers, convinced of their cause, cannot wait for the day of chaos, the day of anarchy, and Christian blood. Talk about churches burning, 10 of them in Texas in the last 6 weeks. You're gonna have churches burning. You're gonna have believers. We've talked about that again in other broadcasts. Tonight, I promised you that we're going to talk about, or gonna listen to a thing that is part of the old secret societies and their desire and plan to annihilate Christianity. Now, I need you to listen to this carefully as we bring it online. 2 minutes long. I'll probably stop and go back a couple of times and explain a few things, but take a listen again to the concept of the rise of an ancient hate and the plot or plan to destroy real Christianity.
Early in the year 1916, instructions were received from the Count M. de Saint Vincent, Supreme Hierarch of the Fraternitas Rosicrucis, to make preparations for a sacred convocation on the 68th anniversary of the establishment of the Supreme Grand Dome of the Fraternitas and Associate Organizations as established in America by Dr. Paschal Beverly Randolph. At this convocation, which was to convene on June 1st, 1916, the neophyte body was to be informed of a crisis that would be the beginning of the enslavement of the people of America in a manner so insidious that they would not be aware of it. Enslavement of the people of America in a manner so insidious that they would not be aware of it. America was to become engaged in a war that would be only the beginning of greater wars. It was prophesied that an effort would be made to destroy the Christian religion so secretly and silently that only the alert and elect would be aware of this activity. This effort is in full bloom today and is making atheists out of millions. Even before their churches are destroyed, the reverse of what has happened and is happening in other
countries.
Take
a listen again. Destroy America.
Of the enslavement prophesied. Of the people of America in a manner so insidious that they would not be aware of it. America was to become engaged in a war that would be only the beginning of greater wars. It was prophesied that an effort would be made to destroy the Christian religion so secretly and silently that only the alert and elect would be aware of this activity. This effort is in full bloom today and is making atheists out of millions, even before their churches are destroyed, the reverse of what has happened and is happening in other countries. So, ladies and gentlemen, you are now beginning to learn. None of this is hidden. Anyone can find it.
Well, there you go. If you want to listen to it again yourself, go to YouTube, and then it's called Plan to Destroy Christianity. And you're going to see in the clip of this, there is there's a man on a burning church. They're climbing to the top of a burning church to tear down the cross. I will say again that this concept of the rise of an ancient hate is a spiritual presence operative in the world. Now, I told you I would mention about seven things. I'm going to go over those right now. Number one, this all is revealed by the Spirit of God in prophecy 3,000 years ago. Again, all of us as believers in Christ, political leaders and military leaders should be warned. You are the primary targets. That would include, though, those who are media moguls and those who are the wealthy elite. You will be the ones invited to Bohemian Grove. You will be the ones to be invited to the secret elitists meetings going on around the world, where behind the scenes, rituals are done to conjure and summon the demonic powers to be sent on these leaders, just like what has been occurring for years, decades, and at Bohemian Grove in California, the United States, the ritual of what some have called the mock sacrifice of a human being. Now, Alex Jones brought it out in video. You can check it all out. We even on our site have a site dedicated to dealing with Bohemian Grove. That is what the Old Testament calls a high place. And by the way, every victim that has come out of Bohemian Grove tells us it was not a mock ritual. It was a real ritual. It was a real human being. And it was used to summon dark powers to send on those world leaders. Hey, have you read Revelation chapter 16? I mean, I've listened again to weak and liberal leaders tell us the book of Revelation is hard to understand and they won't even teach it or touch on it. You better check out whether you're saved, whether you know the living Christ. And you must realize that one-third of the New Testament is prophetic. The book of Revelation is the bulk of the prophetic where God has given insight into the exact events of future history. Beyond remote viewers, beyond the psychics, beyond the spirit-led writers like, well, Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, and Barbara Marx Hubbard, and Spangler, and all the rest. Let me tell you right now that 3,000 years ago, God asks the question, referring to the nations and the critical mass of people. Psalm chapter 2, verse 1. This is a message that will speak louder and louder and louder the closer we get to the rise of Antichrist, I mean the apocalypse, where he actually comes out and begins to rule and globalism kicks in. Globalism will continue to fight to emerge. Biblically speaking, it will not actually occur until the great chaos or anarchy, the collapsing of the nations and structures, with the corresponding rise or apocalypse, the unveiling of the Antichrist and his regime. They cannot take their place until, well, the restraint is removed, the great revolt occurs, and then they come. Now listen, that will be done by the darkest of satanic presence and power the world has ever known. It will be a day and an hour in which more manifestation of demonic, counterfeit, seducing, deceiving presence will occur than ever in all of history. And that presence, including the rituals that conjure demons and release them on targeted audiences, like in Revelation 16. Study it. Look where the demons are sent. Notice that Armageddon itself cannot occur without a planetary spiritual wave of the darkest and most powerful satanic forces. Now, I'm looking at Psalm chapter 2. Why do the nations conspire or rage? The idea is that there's literally a thinking, a raging, it's in their feelings, it's in their thoughts. Notice what it says. Why do the nations conspire, rage, and the peoples plot in vain? Now, obviously, it's in vain. If you're a student of the Bible, circle that part. Plot in vain. Mark down Revelation 19:20. Luciferians and Satanists and undergrounders and chosen ones and all of you, circle this in Psalm 2 and mark down Revelation 19:20. And you'll see why God says 3,000 years ago in speaking to globalist future leaders and the final days just before Armageddon. And God brings the question why the nations have raged in conspiring together and the peoples are plotting. Do you understand this involves planning, plotting, conspiring? It is in their emotions. It is in their mind. It is a critical mass that builds and builds and builds and builds. God says in verse 2 concerning the kings, the political and military leaders of the earth, they're going to take their stand with these nations, with these peoples in ultimate globalism. They're going to take their stand. The rulers, they're going to gather together. Now circle gather together. I encourage those that are doing studies, circle gather together and see the amazing the scriptures on a human scale are the most amazing and attested to documents in human history. But when you look at the inspiration, the Spirit of God's unveiling, writing, preservation, when you circle this word right here, gathering together, then you go to Revelation 16, you're going to find by sheer satanic power, a planetary wave of satanic power sent, targeted to these rulers. It's going to gather them together for Armageddon. You're going to find in Revelation 19:19 the phrase that the Antichrist, with the world's most empowered supra soldier military, are gathered together. In Psalm chapter 2, 3,000 years ago, it says, against the Lord and against his anointed one. When you read Revelation 19:19, you're going to find that the Antichrist, in the pinnacle of globalism, the pinnacle of the manifestation of satanic powers, the pinnacle of possibly satanically influenced technologies, and the world's most supernaturally influenced and charged military system, you're going to find that they take their stand. Read it now. Psalm 2, then read Revelation 19:19. They don't fight. It's not nations at that point fighting against each other. Armageddon is not about the end of the world in the sense of nations, a nuclear war. It's all misconstrued. All you have to do is look at Revelation 19:19 and see what it's all about. They, the ultimate end of globalism. Listen, New Agers, psychics, remote viewers, and those who are embracing the spirit behind globalism. The ultimate goal. See, for the dark side and the Luciferians, it's eyes only in the underground. That's why all those satanic ritual abuse cases, the subpersonalities, they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know what the ultimate end is. They're just creating the troops of Antichrist that'll bring the anarchy and then enforce the globalist reign with Satan in human skin, ruling as a political leader. Ultimately, they're going to take their stand against the Lord. Now, for the believers in Christ out there, you read Ephesians chapter 6, and it tells you that our warfare or struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against flesh and blood. Five times it's going to tell you what our battle is against principalities, against the powers or the rulers, against the cosmocrators is the Greek word, the forces in the heavenly realms around us. Oh, there is a battle, all right. There is a war, all right. Someone declared war on God. Someone convinced and led others to bring an insurrection and sought to remove God. Someone came to the human race. And if you're going through misery, and if you're seeing the bloodshed, and if you're seeing the rape, and if you're seeing the war, and if you're seeing the sickness, and if you're seeing the death, and if you're seeing the sorrow, and if you're seeing the insanity, then blame mankind for listening to a fallen cherub who hated God and wanted mankind to hate God also. Look at the story of Job. The entire goal of this behind-the-scenes ancient hate was to guide a concerted attack from the spiritual realm into the physical realm against a man of God named Job. To break his spiritual commitment, one goal in the onslaught of a series of evil events, blaspheme God, hate God, reject God, throw God out. If you're listening to me tonight and you've had in your heart a hate against God, then I'm telling you that dark presence may have orchestrated the events that occurred in your life. Bitterness is a platform for a dark voice convincing you God doesn't love you. God has left you. I'm going to tell you right now that based, number one, in prophecy, even in the book of Daniel, it prophesies a little horn, a loud mouth that boasts and speaks boastfully against the heavens, those who dwell in it, against God. You're going to have the most supernaturally empowered human being outside of Christ himself on the face of the earth, speaking to the world. Half of all of his speech will be propaganda against God, against the heavens, to convince the world to chuck Christ, God, the Bible, and embrace a new spiritual day. Some of you listening right now in the New Age, psychics and remote viewers, have been layered with precursors to the mark of the beast and to worshiping the image that is going to come. Now let me mention a second thing real quick here. In the air, we mentioned in prophecy there is a revelation about the feelings, the critical mass, the thoughts, all of that concerning the end of days. And it is building broader. It is being felt. It is being heard. But I'm going to tell you, number two, in the air. I've mentioned this again and again. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, you're going to read about the prince of the power of the eros. It's the Greek word for the dense atmosphere around the earth. Again, remote viewers and psychics and astroplaners and many New Agers are tapping into and allowing this realm to tap into them. You can call it the Hall of Records. You can call it the Akashic Records. You can call it the Collective Unconscious. You can call it the Field. You can call it the Living or Conscious Universe. Something's out there in the immediate atmosphere around the earth. It emanates energy. It seems to be communicating data. It's something that can be entered into and can listen in the yielded to ways that it describes passivity. They want you to, listen. Listen. In the air. When I was taken to a ritual site in another state where the black mass indicator, many other cult signs or satanic signs for rituals, where many bones were buried all around, we dug up some of those and brought them back to the university and to the occult crime class in the police academy where they allowed me to do a little bit of teaching. In that place, as we drove down into it, and everybody got out of the car, including the chosen one that was one of the most powerfully induced, highly trained undergrounders I've ever met. Everybody got out of the car and was going around and looking. When I got out of the car, I looked around in the circle of that area of the dense woods. I could feel it in the air. I could feel as if they were walking all around. I could feel as though they were being summoned, more of them, to come and look and see who has driven on to their ritual territory. I could feel the presence of darkness far beyond demon-possessed people. Now, that's happened many times. I could feel it in them, on them. Then engaging them in the manifestation of demon presence, speaking through and looking through, you can feel it. In a ritual site, you can feel it. In places where they have been conjured and allowed to be, where they have the rights, you can feel it. And I'm going to say to you that you can feel it in the air in the United States, in Canada, Europe especially. You can feel the ominous sense, a critical mass of feeling. Something's in the air that is Antichrist, that is ready to fight and suppress Christendom in every single possible way. I told you about a book called The Criminalization of Christianity. There's also a book called Speechless, subtitle Silencing the Christians. Other books are coming out, and I believe that it's simply a recognition that this growing rise of an ancient hate penetrating the very atmosphere, the feeling, the sense. Oh, you can go backwards to the writings of Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, and many occult writers. All the way back to, listen, you can go to Jack Parsons. That's right. The American rocket scientist. You know, you can go back to Jack Parsons. Now let me tell you, number one, in prophecy, you can see that it's coming. The critical mass, in the feeling, in the thought, in the speech, in the stand, that millions, if not billions, will begin to take. It will be anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-Christian, and anti-Israel, by the way. Because of the prophecies of the return of Christ. Number two, in the air. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now supernaturally operative in this world right now. You're going to feel it more and more and more and more. Number three, in old occult writings, Alice Bailey being guided by an ascended master, a cosmocrator, being guided to tell them in the New Age movement that if real Christians do not succumb, yield to, and receive this new Antichrist spirit and the globalization, that they are to be cleansed, gotten rid of. Precursors to the coming global attempt to annihilate Christianity, real believers. I'm talking about real believers. See, underground Satanists, they don't care about powerless, by name only, churches. I mean, by name only, mainline. Like, they don't care about the Episcopal Church and the homosexual Bishop Robinson. They don't care about that. It's not a spiritual threat. They do care about where real believers, born of the Spirit of God, filled with the Spirit of God, that understand evangelism and the mission of God, that walk with God, that know how to pray, that know how to witness, that is the threat to this growing rise of an ancient hate. Number four, you're going to find this in the media again and again and again. And I've mentioned a couple books. The Criminalization of Christianity will give you just, again, story after story after story of the development of the media. You're going to see the bias in the media against Christianity, the ACLU. You're going to find this bias, again, in the development of a critical mass. Now, I've got to quickly get to... You're going to find it in the acts that people do, like in the Nazis, where, again, the criminalization, like in, with Stalin, you're going to find that things concerning Christians are going to be outlawed, and that you're not allowed to speak certain ways. You're not allowed, you know, you're not allowed to preach all the Bible. That, you know, you're going to find laws. When you see the laws being changed, when you see the attempt for lobbyists to bring laws that bring restrictions to real biblical revealed Christianity, then you're seeing this rise of an ancient hate developing. You can see it in songs. I mentioned one yesterday. Many of the black metal groups will have some of the most lethal. Now, that's number six, but I won't have time to go over all of it. We got 3 minutes. Let me tell you, tomorrow we're going to talk about Jack Parsons and what he's talked about concerning the Antichrist and his proclamation and prophecies. Hey, God bless you. This is Russ Dizdar. Check us out, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. We'll see you Wednesday night at 6. Good night.